Hello, today is the 8th of October 2007, and my name is Julia Krishkova. I'm a graduate student at the University of Northern Iowa, and this is my first podcast. This podcast is devoted to my theme, which is introducing the historical places of St. Petersburg, Russia, to elementary school students. Teaching has become a real art, especially recently when new technologies entered our lives. The new generation of children, Net Generation, or the generation of digital natives, demand a completely new approach to teaching and learning. The goal of my project is to make the learning process interesting, active and interactive, creative and constantly developing process. Students get acquainted with emerging technologies and learn how to use them in their creative process. St. Petersburg is a relatively young city by both Russian and European standards, and was only founded in 1703 by Tsar Peter the Great. Despite its short life so far, Petersburg has a rich and exciting history. From the early days of Peter the Great's Venice of the North to the modern events, the city has always bustled with life and intrigue, revolution and mystery. Founded by Tsar Peter the Great in May 27, 1703, to be his window to Europe, it was capital of the Russian Empire for more than 200 years. St. Petersburg ceased being the capital in 1918 after the Russian Revolution of 1917. It is Russia's second largest and Europe's third largest city by city limit after Moscow and London. 4.6 million people live in the city and over 6 million people in the city with its vicinity. St. Petersburg is a major European cultural center and important Russian port of the Baltic Sea. The city, as federal subject, has a total area of 1,439 square kilometers. St. Petersburg enjoys the image of being the most European city of Russia. Among cities of the world, with over 1 million people, St. Petersburg is the northernmost. The historic center of St. Petersburg is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Russia's political and cultural center for 200 years, the city is impressive and is sometimes referred to in Russia as the northern capital. St. Petersburg is built on what originally were more than 100 islands created by a maze of rivers, creeks, canals, gulfs, lakes and ponds and other bodies of water that flow into the Baltic Sea at the mouth of the Neva River. Today there are 342 bridges over canals and rivers of various sizes, styles and constructions built at different periods. Over 800 smaller bridges over smaller ponds and streams are gracing public parks and gardens, the popular places for entertainment and leisure. Thanks to the intricate wave of canals, St. Petersburg is often called the Venus of North, which is a popular poetic name for the northern capital. St. Petersburg connecting the Winter Palace with an ancient monastery of Alexander Nevsky Lavra. Nevsky is the biggest shopping destination and the prime center of entertainment and nightlife. Shopping malls, department stores, business centers built in a variety of styles include the Elisev Emporium, the House of Books, the Passage, and more. St. Petersburg is known as the city of palaces, churches, cathedrals, museums, and theaters. St. Petersburg is a home to more than 50 theaters. The oldest is the Hermitage Theatre, a private bilateral theatre of Catherine the Great, still preserving the complex stage machinery of the 18th century. The Alexandrine Theatre, built in 1828-1832 by Carlo Rossi, was named after the wife of Nicholas I, Ellie, which has been styled the capital of the world ballet. The Sinizelli Circus is one of the oldest circus buildings in the world. Probably the most familiar symbol of St. Petersburg is the statue of Peter the Great, known as the Bronze Horseman, and installed in 1782 on the Senate Square. Considered the greatest masterpiece of the French-born Etienne Morisseau Falconet, Alexander Pushkin's poem about the statue figures prominently in the Russian literature under the name of the Bronze Horseman. St. Petersburg is surrounded by imperial residences, some of which are inscribed in the World Heritage List. These include Peterhof with the Grand Peterhof Palace and glorious fountain cascades, Царское село with the Baroque Catherine Palace and the Neoclassical Alexander Palace, and Pavlovsk, which contains the domed palace of Emperor Paul I, and one of the largest English-style parks in Europe. The White Nights Festival in St. Petersburg is famous for spectacular fireworks and massive shows celebrating the end of the school year, which is called Scarlet Sales. There is a lot to learn about such a big and rich and historic city of Russia. But while learning about St. Petersburg, the students also learn how to use such emerging technology tools as blogs, hyperlinks, podcasts and video podcasts, YouTube, Google, Wikis, Wikipedia and a lot of others. Emerging technology doesn't mean only computer. Wikipedia defines emerging technology as the term used to cover the emergence and convergence of new and potentially disruptive technologies such as nanotechnology, biotechnology, information technology, cognitive science, robotics, and artificial intelligence. So, emerging technology opens wide doors to the whole world and make the life of the humans easier in terms of accessibility and speed of getting the information. A blog is a website where entries are written in chronological order and commonly displayed in reverse chronological order. Blog can also be used as a verb meaning to maintain or add content to a blog. Many blogs provide commentary on news on a particular subject such as food, politics, or local news. Others function as more personal online diaries. A typical blog combines text, images, and links to other blogs, web pages, and other media related to its topic. The ability for readers to leave comments in an interactive format is an important part of many blogs. A hyperlink is a reference or navigation element in a document to another section of the same document. Website is a free, non-profit tool supported by a consortium of publishers and editors designed for scholarly auditors to cite web pages which have previously been archived by website, thereby preventing leak fraud. The purpose of the tool is to allow future readers to retrieve what had been cited by the author in the past, which is especially important in the academic context. A wiki is a medium which can be edited by anyone with access to it, and provides an easy method for linking from one page to another. Wikis are typically collaborative websites, though there are now also single-user offline implementations. One of the best-known wikis is Wikipedia. A podcast is a digital media file or a series of such files that is distributed over the internet using syndication feeds for playback or portable media players and personal computers. The term like radio can refer either to the content itself or to the method by which it is syndicated. The latter is also termed podcasting. The host or author of a podcast is often called a podcaster. Video podcast, sometimes shortened to vidcast or vodcast, is a term used for the online delivery of video on demand video clip content via ATEM or RSS enclosures. The term is an evolution specialized for video coming from the generally audio-based podcast and referring to the distribution of video where the RSS feed is used as non-linear TV channel to which consumers can subscribe using a PC, TV, set-top box, media center or mobile multimedia device. YouTube is a video sharing website where users can upload, view and share video clips. Google is an American public corporation specializing in internet search and online advertising. Google's mission statement is to organize the world's information and make it universally accessible and useful. Google's corporate philosophy includes statements such as "Don't be evil" and "Work should be challenging and the challenge should be fun," illustrating a somewhat relaxed corporate culture. The project is only in its development stage. Next podcast will give more details of how to connect Web 2.0 tools to the teaching of Russian history. It was Julia Grishkova and her first podcast. Bye!
Oh.